AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón.
¡Órale!
Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel.
No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of another.
Going it out, Vic.
Cha!
Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, full four-hour show.
Get in the game.
As we are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, 9 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Camelback Ranch in Arizona.
Who's back?
Camelback.
It's coming, and we got a lot of baseball today.
The only place you're going to get every game all season long.
Right here, AM 570, LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Ned Coletti's going to join us this hour. Matt is pissed about vacate gate. Matt and Cates have red eyes.
Another piece today, Vic. Crunching data, home road splits, historic drops in strikeout rates that we had not seen in 100 years.
But the Dodgers still want one of them cheaters, Mookie Betts, which is fine.
Well, you know,
we're on Mookie watch.
Just entering his prime.
But you know it's also a Two Hermano Tuesday.
Doo-doo.
Hermano, doo-doo. And that brings us to Mookie Betts. We are on Mookie watch.
Mookie watch.
Mookie Betts is Two Hermano, Vic. And you're really here, Vic. We don't have to just pretend you're here and say, all right, see you later, Vic.
Check.
But you're actually here, your real face.
I'm really happy to be here.
It's great to have you.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Blaylock.
I'll
good,
go.
Good ball player.
Yeah. I'll go Pearl Jam. Two Hermano.
The Pearl. By John Steinbeck, Salinas-born author, as Two Hermano. The Pearl, heartbreaking story of poverty and loss.
Mm.
I will go with one of my idols and who I cultivated my hoop game from on the streets of New York, the beautiful Earl the Pearl Monroe, Winston-Salem, and of course, New York Knickerbockers.
Okay. I'm going to go with, listen, if you want...
Hit that thing!
If you want... What?
Hit it. No, no. There you go.
Get the kinks out, yeah.
Get the kinks out.
Come on.
You went with Earl the Pearl Monroe?
Yes.
I'm going to go with, if you are looking to put one of the finest paint jobs on your automobile. I mean, you really want to look like...
I'll
like,
pay
like,
car.
Look, you're driving a Toyota Tacoma from 79, but that thing's going to look like a Bentley when it comes out of that spot. Get over to Earl's shop. One day. How about just an hour?
I'll paint any car for $99.95.
Earl's shop. Oh, wow.
I don't want to go through it again. Every day you try to act like the machine's done, and every day it works. Just shake it. Don't just stop.
Shake.
Every day you look at me. Give me the look. I'm tired of it.
All right, now it's on. It just turned back on.
All right.
We got to get this thing remedied, though. Earl Scheib, Two Hermano.
Yeah, when a guy throws up in the hood, sometimes they say he Earls, or he called Earl at 1-800-EARL. So, Earl, Vic, and you are no stranger to illness. It's Two Hermano.
I will go right,
a little harsh.
Right to the bowling lanes and really reveal a name who's never been mentioned. Earl Anthony.
Oh! Mm. I thought it was never going to be mentioned.
But now it is. I believe it was a lefty. I think it was a lefty, Earl Anthony.
We'll take your word for it.
Unreal.
Know the name. Don't know if he's a righty or lefty.
Sensational bowler.
Unreal draw, though.
Yeah.
From your mind.
Well.
Earl unreal. Anthony.
I got to go with, you ain't me, P.T. Weber, to Hermano.
Confirmed lefty.
Well done. Oh,
excellent. Hey,
that's good vetting.
Thank you.
Real nice.
Thanks for confirming.
Hey. I mean, real nice. One of our favorite bowlers ever, not actually a bowler, Big Earn McCracken.
Oh, yeah.
Big Earn, the character played by Bill Murray in Kingpin.
Great movie.
Big Earn McCracken.
What a movie that was.
What a film.
Oh, underrated Kingpin.
Stop.
How many years has it been, Big Earn? About a year for every topping here on this potato bar.
Ha. So you're going to go Ernie McCracken?
Stop stalling.
You're going to Ernie?
Big Earn.
Stop stalling.
I'm going to go with my old friend from the streets of New York, general manager of Milwaukee Bucks.
No longer.
Oh, I got this.
New York Knicks.
No longer. Yeah.
And just exiled.
You know, the man's an accomplished man. Why do you have to attack him and act
out of a job?
And just exiled by the Washington Wizards having a hell of a year without Ernie Grunfeld.
The great Ern Grunfeld.
All right.
Sensational GM.
I remember his son was playing for Stanford.
That's right.
Fleshy white child.
Big hands, right?
Big hands.
Oh.
Big runs thighs, big hands.
You know what they say?
Mm.
Big gloves. The big smooth, Ernie Els.
Oh.
To Adamano.
Elle McPherson.
Ooh.
Pat O'Brien's sexual partner.
What?
I don't know. you know, I did her. Elle McPherson has two Edmondo there, Vic. Get your life right, dude. Don't look over here at me. Don't look over here at me.
Elle McPherson.
Was Elle a model? Elle model,
no.
Didn't she?
She's like the most popular model on Earth.
Hey, I know.
When was this?
Probably 20
years ago, right?
20 years ago.
One of the original supermodels.
I knew it.
That's right.
I've known it for years.
Cindy Crawford.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford.
Kathy Ireland.
Huh.
Ha!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kathy, the cartoon with that lonely woman.
Terrible. One of the worst.
Loved it.
Of all time.
You know what it's like to be a single woman working hard in the 80s in a cubicle?
If there was a way to just set fire to Kathy in the comics page so I could...
You want her immolated?
Just gone.
How could you?
Family Circus, Kathy, get them out. They don't belong. I'm a funnies page. Sorry, Vic.
Kathy.
Who was a comic strip character?
Kathy!
Just one. She went.
That's one
she
name.
You
one
remember Kathy? Come on, everybody remembers Kathy.
Before though, there was Cher. There was Kathy.
'80s Kathy. She was like a woman. She was an exasperated woman, you know, who would go home and eat a tub of ice cream in the comics.
Sure.
Very, very liberating for women. Not so much for some people who are.
Vic, it's Kathy. You can't come up with a G-damn Kathy?
I'm rolling into
another. No, you're stalling.
I'm rolling into another genre of comic strip. I'm going to go with the comic strip that I read heavily.
Don't look at me.
Dick Tracy.
Oh.
I'm on my way. He would say that into his watch. But now everybody has that watch.
Sure. Right.
Which is kind of sad because that was his thing. Think how pissed off Dick Tracy would be today.
Knowing he ain't got no monopoly on the watch.
If he went in a time machine like, hey, I'm Dick Tracy, I got my mustard yellow jacket, I got a Tessa Tuhart, my girl here, I got this young kid who's a newspaper boy, runs around with me, kind of a homeless vagrant type of kid. Check me out, man, I'm a great crime fighter. Well, what makes you so special, Dick? Well, you know, I'm talking to my watch, and I say, I'm on my way. Oh, like this?
Check it out.
Oh, but I'm talking to somebody in the Philippines right now. Where? Who are you talking? Oh, somebody doesn't go
two
past
feet away.
Three blocks.
Yeah.
They got a lips.
I'm going to go.
I'm on my way.
Sorry is all that you can say. Years go by and still. Words don't come easily. Like sorry.
Tracy Chapman to Adamano.
Ah, good pull.
Rex Chapman.
Ooh,
Twitter genius out of
best
Kentucky.
Best Twitter feed anywhere.
S2 Edmondo. Rex Chapman. S2 Edmondo. Right there. This is the Twitter content I'm here for.
Exactly right.
Rex Chapman.
Who all this Chapman?
Oh, that was quick.
Pop, pop.
Bam!
100 miles an hour out of Cuba.
That's like shooting a gun into the air there.
Damn! I'm going to go Chapman University.
Oh. Home of the Panthers.
Used to be college, now university.
Home of the Panthers.
Home of Steve Levin.
Asha.
I'm going to go with another CH college around town. Chafee. Chafee College has two at Mono Vic. Why don't you put Chafee right
there?
Good luck
with that, Vic. You're screwed.
Gonna chafe
you're totally screwed. It's over. It's over.
Glendale Community College.
Oh.
Vaqueros. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
All right. OCC.
Jimmy Vangelatis.
Orange Coast.
Saddleback.
Oh.
Who's back?
Now we're going.
Saddleback.
Now we're going, Vic. Now you're screwed.
Orange Coast. Orange Community College.
I just said OCC. So many selections. Pasadena, L.A. Pierce. You had so many paths you could have taken, Vic, but no.
I lost the way.
You lost the way, and you started it, too. It's your fault. You started it.
I lost the way.
You know what? It's Matt's not mad at you, Vic.
No.
He's frustrated with the machine.
It's
over. I know. That machine's
like,
crazy.
It's finally over.
You say that.
I'm not kidding.
You've said that every week.
Screen is black.
El Machina.
Power is on.
What's with the Machina?
It's over.
Well, it's an old machine.
Cates has had all the sound bites uploaded for at least how long, Cates? A month? 2 months? You have a machine sitting right next to your desk for 6 months?
Seems like it's a good time for me to leave town.
And yet here we are. What are you going to do? Oh, thanks.
Shake it up.
Yeah, shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake.
Play the cars. We have a great show today while Matt tries to fix the machine.
He coming on, man.
What's this? Oh, Brandon.
All but one man died.
I don't know why this is relevant to the conversation.
Let it just percolate.
Now Matt's looking like a doctor, like looking up from a patient, shaking his head slowly.
Call it. Hey.
Brandon! Don't be a coward, Matt. Fix that thing.
What do you do when you're branded?
And you know you're a man.
And you know the
no.
name.
Oh, and man. Not my day.
It is not your day.
Not my day.
Yeah.
Not a charge.
It was true. It's all lies.
Yeah.
But the world would never know.
Come on, everybody. A branded!
Scorned is the one who ran.
What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wherever
you go for the rest of your life, you will find.
You must prove.
You must prove.
You're a man. Come on.
Stop with the doctor, slow doctor.
It's finally over.
I got freaking McStevie over here. I'm doing everything I can, Doc.
Call it.
Don't call it.
No, I think we're calling it.
We're not calling it.
I think Cates, we're going to have to call it.
Cates is red-faced right now, and it's not because of the Iowa caucus. Cates.
What the hell happened to those caucuses?
It was a great night in Iowa. Big thank you to all my supporters who turned out.
One big winner.
Republican Party showed what they had.
What happened to our machine that plays us?
Okay, it just turned on.
Same stuff. Every week, every day, Matt tries to suck me into the misery.
This is different.
You said that yesterday.
No, this one's different.
I'm so tired of this.
We have never had it go black screen when the power is on.
Marked with a coward shame.
What do you do when you're branded?
And they all know your name. It's finally arrived. Okay, here we go.
It's crazy.
Everybody, the power of positive energy.
You don't believe in that?
Send it all right here, Vic.
I'm sending my vibrations to the machine.
I'm about to hit a button.
Excuse me?
Yeah. What did I say?
You don't know. This one was different. Now, Kate.
Stan Van Gundy.
You got that machine.
I shook it. That's why.
That's not how it works. You got the machine in the other room. All the sound bites are uploaded, correct?
In the system somewhere, yeah.
Everything is done.
God help us when the building's on fire.
My bad.
I mean, every day.
Second down and 9.
Every day you say it's done and it works.
It was done. For the last 17 minutes, it's been done. We have turned it on and off. Kate's had to pick it up and shake it. I've punched it 20 times.
You almost pronounced it dead.
Mark with a coward shame.
What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
It's basically on life support.
Shame and name rhyme.
Yeah, Mr. Personality here on the phone.
That's true.
All right, now look.
That's my mom.
What would have happened if we listened to Matt?
And called it.
Cates would have dropped his head and put his hand on his heart, covered the thing with a sheet, taken it down, put it in the dumpster, and then like a dead guy in the morgue, it would have freaking lit up
at its
and
wake.
Come on.
I want winners.
Tonight!
I want people that want to win.
We got to do something. It's got to go into the home. We got to put it in the home. We can't trust it. We can't trust it to live on its own.
Well, look.
It needs to go to the home.
It's all fun and games when we're here in the studio.
Assisted living?
But when we're at an El Torito.
Exactly right.
And we're elbows deep in guacamole trying to dig our way out of a 45 break with a 4-hour show, and Dawn's trying to make El Torito sign on or something. We're going to need our machina. And you're right about that, Matt. But
I'm not saying, look.
But
I recognized.
You know, every day you say, you are the boy that cried wolf.
That's
with that.
That's pretty sad commentary.
Well, today was, I've never said call it. Today I said call it because it wouldn't turn on.
Yeah, the threat
the screen
level
was black.
Is always orange. You are, the threat level is always orange, always on high alert. That thing's always going to die, right? We're that thing's inches from death.
I had not seen it behave like this. I'm not, maybe hospice. Maybe it's time.
You know what? That's
maybe
one of those things.
Maybe it's time to recognize, hey, you know what? Let's go
our
somewhere,
machine,
your happy place, live out your days with your family.
And you know what we are? We're those people waiting for the thing to die so we get our inheritance, and it won't die.
That's pretty sad commentary.
Well,
on
whatever
us.
It is or isn't, I mean, the thing is up and running again.
It is.
And I'm tired of having every single day.
It is a bit of an adventure.
The beginning of every day, Matt stares at me.
What do you want me to do? I hit the button and it goes...
Your analogy is not accurate. We're not waiting for inheritance. We're waiting for this machine to die so we can get a younger, hotter one.
Wow. And while you guys are talking about the death of the machine, what's it doing? Propping us up, like always.
That's serious.
You know, you guys are ingrates.
The foundation.
Marked with a coward's shame. What do you do when you're branded? And you know your own name. No!
And you know, what is it? And they know, and they know your name. And they know.
They know your name.
And you know your own name.
And you know
your name. You know you're not a cop.
Here we go.
Come on, Vic.
Everybody.
All but one man died. Out at Bitch-Ass Creek.
I'm sorry, did you say Bitch-Ass?
Bitter
I don't
Creek.
Think
I
that's
heard
right.
That.
I think it's bitter.
And they say he ran away.
Yeah, come on. I'm branded.
Smart with a coward's shame. What do you do when you're branded and you know your name?
When you know your name.
He
was
name.
Innocent. Not a charge was true.
Or lies.
But the world would never know.
Come on, everybody. Branded!
Scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
That one we got.
So where rhymes with when?
Wherever you go for the rest of your life, you must prove you're a man.
Now, do we know what rhymes with shame? It's name?
Name and shame.
I don't know.
It's marked with the coward's shame. What do you do when you're branded? Will you fight for your name?
Ah! Fight for your name. Okay.
It still rhymes.
We got it. Will you fight for your name? Will you?
Will you fight for your name?
What do you do when you're branded? Will you fight for your name? Or just run off, you know, and be a bad, be a bitch.
Like Kuzma. You gonna fight for your name, Kuz, or are you just gonna wear the chinchilla and get traded for New York? They should have kept Hart. At least he's a stud. Not like you with your chinchilla, Kuz, and your chinchilla. We're gonna talk to Mike Fratello all about stuff when it comes to the basketball and the Clippers and what they're doing. We got a Clipper game tonight or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow.
We're off at 6.
Tonight we have Bruin Insider and then Dodger Talk. But we will have a lot of baseball. Matt is livid.
Livid.
Ned Coletti will join us next. Matt's livid.
Happy I pay for that subscription, man.
We have a bachelor report.
Put me in a bad mood. Hey, I paid for this. I'm in a bad mood.
Injustice. We got to fight for your name.
What do you do when you're branded? Will you fight for your name?
Who's been marked with a coward shame more? Old
George Springer.
Electronics panic brother Matt here.
What do you want me to do? I hit a button and it goes... And you're going, hit it. Kate's is yelling, hit it. And Ronnie's like, turn it off.
And you're doing this.
it's a freaking zoo.
Call it. Call it.
Call it.
It's dead.
Call
back
it,
alive,
man.
Like I said, every time. And it's not like it takes you an hour to fix. It all gets fixed in the first segment every single day. It's not like we look at it before and don't try to fix it then. We fix it on the fly every day, yet act like it's going to die. One day.
On its last, it is dying.
One day, like the Blues Brothers car.
Hey.
And that day may never come. It will explode.
I hear your boy is dying.
It's not, Matt, it's alive.
Barely.
Stop cold, trying to spread panic.
Nerds, your side,
and
my
fear.
Side. Man, it's all bullshit. It's just tough enough to be yourself.
The Democratic Party is going to be just fine. Stop spreading blasphemous rumors.
They hung up.
Can someone please explain to me what's going on? Yes, Petros, they're trying to narrow down.
Here's the way it works. It's a caucus, and you have a first go-around,
yeah,
and then there's a second.
Turn down the music for a second, Ronnie. Just real quick, Ronnie, please.
That was, you know, no. Save
yeah, just
it.
Real
no,
quick.
No, no, no. It's not a real quick. This is not a real quick. This is a segment. This we can do this after Ned. This is a segment.
No, we
segment.
Have OCC.
Come on, man. It's my segment.
Perfect.
Perfect. I have other stories.
Perfect.
I
during
can't believe
OCC.
You picked that. I mean, I know I'm stupid.
That
and
was awesome.
I wear sweats here every day, but I mean, really, guys. Honestly.
What's going on? Well, you see. Ned Coletti, Ned.
What they're trying to do, Petros, is...
Petros and Money, AM570 LA Sports. Genesis, Invitational Returns to Riviera. Feb 10 through 16. We're going to be out there Feb 12th on the Pro-Am Day, broadcasting live from Riviera Country Club. Get out there. We can't recommend it enough. Tiger Woods is playing. It's an Invitational. The biggest names, giant purse. And for you, tickets under $20. GenesisInvitational.com. Kids 15 and under. Free.
Joining us now.
There's the music.
He wants it. The best of the best.
Gotta have it.
From Palermo. Corleone, up to the north. The great Ned Coletti, ladies and gentlemen, scout for the San Jose Sharks. I bought a hat.
You did? Support the cause?
Support Ned Coletti and San Jose. And, of course, the great Ned Coletti, GM of the Dodgers, who signed so many of these immortal players, like Clayton Kershaw.
Justin Turner.
Matt Money Smith, very angry, with a mouth full of lettuce. Regarding the Houston Astros. He's boiling the lettuce. It's becoming spinach. That's how pissed he is. And, of course, we're on Mookie Watch for Mookie Betts.
Not to get to.
So joining us now from Spectrum Sports Net LA and the San Jose Sharks and the proud Pepperdine University, home of the Waves, Ned Coletti, a river to his people on AM 570 LA Sports. A lot of shows use him, so we got to lay off sometimes. But when we need
more
him,
than we'd like to.
When we need him.
I mean, we lay off more than we'd like to.
He comes through for us. And he took the name of the town. It's perfect. Hi, Ned. How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys can call me anytime.
We know, Ned.
Thank you, Ned.
But we don't like to wear you out.
Right.
You know, we know those students. Yeah. They need you. First and foremost, Ned, you know, you've balanced this thing out, you know, for a much different owner, too, when you were with the Dodgers early. But trying to figure out bringing in a big-name guy that maybe you don't have to pay for the whole guy or this and that, but you might not have him the whole time. That's what seems to be the Mookie Betts situation. Do you like it for the Dodgers? They love to protect those young assets, as you know.
Well, I think the playing of big leagues, a lot of talent. It takes a lot of talent to be an all-star type player. It takes even more. But I think there's only a handful of people in any sport you can say they're the best at what they do. Top four or five. That's what Mookie Betts is. So whatever, you know, may cost. And you don't give away the house on either side, either the finances or the prospects. But if you can land Mookie Betts, you got to go after Mookie Betts because he is a generational player perhaps, but at least in the conversation. And 90% of the players aren't in that conversation.
Ned, what's the danger? Because this does look like a perfect deal for the Dodgers, right? You take on the David Price contract, and you don't have to give up your best prospects because you're taking that cash off their hands. So what is the danger of taking on that contract in 3 years of David Price at 34 and over $30 million a season?
Well, there's obviously downside to it, and there's downside to any deal. You've got to be willing to understand all risk and understand all costs. And really kind of make your decision probably, maybe not to that level, but to some degree of it. And, I'm not sure what is holding it up. Maybe they need a good sit-down, you know, a good sit-down dinner with a glass of vino to settle it out.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I think with Price, you know, if that's the sticking point, you've got a lot of room in there for both sides to maneuver. If the Dodgers feel that they've got the best deal going forward, and they know what they're doing, so they're going to have a feel for whether or not it's a one-team race right now. That San Diego may have been on the fringes, may have never been in it, or may end up doing it. But I think that you have a lot of room to negotiate there when you're talking about $96 million. And I think that if that's what's holding up right now, it makes sense because you have a premier player and you're going to balance it out. It's going to be the balance of the scales of what types of prospects, how high-end are the prospects, and whether the finance is coming back and whether or not David Price is part of it or not.
Well, you've had to do this, Ned. Just tell us, what does it affect a deal when you're in the middle of negotiations, when there's a tweet that comes out that says it's going to be done in 24 hours? Does it affect it at all? Does it bring any new nuances to it? How does that make it different?
The last 10 years have really been different than the 100 before it because of social media. But, you know, you learn that, you know, you take all that stuff with a grain of salt because who knows where it's coming from? Who knows who's planning the story with who, what, and where? So a lot of anticipation on this, really going back to the end of last week, where it seemed to be gaining a lot of momentum. But, you know, teams can do that too. You know, we don't know what the Red Sox have done or people close to them to send messages out to kind of excite, you know, the fan base and get people thinking that they're close or whatever. I could never listen to that or really take that into consideration. I needed to know who I was talking to, what their tenor is, so their conversations, if they get a little bit anxious when they're getting close, or if you sense that they're gonna like string you along a little bit, or if they're just gonna lay it out to you and say, hey, look, you do this, we have a deal. You don't want to do that, we're in no hurry to move the man. He's got a whole another year left here. So you've got all sorts of games going on, but the most important conversations are those at the top.
Real quick, Ned, they don't need him. Everybody projects the Dodgers to win the West going away, but how much better are they with him, and why would they be that much better?
Well, they are better with him because he's an elite talent. But whenever you can pick up elite talent or even really good talent, it moves other players a little bit back on the hierarchy, and that opens up more opportunity to make another deal. Whenever you have a surplus or you have the depth that we always talk about with the organization, that gives you more staying power and it gives you more different choices than it does a team that's got a good club but really doesn't have the depth to do it. And I think that's what this team and what this deal would do. It's going to push somebody out, whether it's playing time, whether it's somebody that's going back to the Red Sox. Obviously, there's been some names mentioned that play the outfield. But it'll have an effect on one outfielder, maybe two, maybe not two. But it'll have an effect on that because you're talking about somebody that's going to play every day, going to play in the middle of the field, and is going to be a great player on all sides of the game. So there's not going to be a whole lot of spare time.
All right, Ned, I don't know if you read it. Ned Coletti is with us. The Athletic posted it today, and it was a combined effort from three or four of their baseball folks, Jason Stark, Ken Rosenthal, another one of their analytics folks put it together. And the opening paragraph, or maybe the third or fourth, really just puts it into perspective. In 2016, Astros hitters struck out the second most in the AL, the fourth most in baseball the following year. 2017, they struck out not just less, but less than any other team in all of baseball, cutting their strikeouts from one season to the next by a number that we had never seen in the history of baseball. What are we to do with that sort of information and all of the information that followed in that long form piece?
Well, sounds like remarkable coaching to me. I say that not too happily. You know what, as you look at it, as you go back and you start to replay certain things in your mind, it just gets you angrier and more upset with what went on, the whole deal, including that they would push something to the limit that they did. And there's a chance that nobody really knows the entire limit to it. And a lot of things have been reported, a lot of things have been handed out from the head office at MLB. But typically when you have something like this, there's not 100% of everything that is out in the public. And so there's probably a whole nother stash of stuff that also would disgust you.
Now, people are pissed, obviously. You know, the articles keep coming out. We're talking about it on the radio today with you. We're going to do more on it a little later. This isn't going away, and MLB wants it to go away, like you said, because there's probably more there that they don't want to explore. Can they do anything to get this to go away? Do they have to vacate it? What would you do? What would you advise Manfred to do in this situation, Ned? I mean, you know how to deal with PR better than anybody.
Well, I really don't want to be telling Rob Manfred what what I would do. I don't think it's going to go away. I mean, it'll go away in time, but it'll always have that title to it. 100 years from now, it'll have the same title to it. But I think that as time goes on, it'll start to dissipate some. But then you're going to have spring training, and then it's going to come back. And then you're going to have the season, and then it's going to come back. And I think over and over again, it's going to continue to fester. And I don't see it going away anytime soon. I think there's all sorts of way of handling it. Contrition, explaining yourself, saying you're sorry and really meaning it are certainly ways to help soothe it to maybe 1% or to some degree. But, you know, I haven't heard a whole lot of contrition. I don't read everything, so there may be something out there I'm missing. I heard Dallas Keuchel pitching for another team now. That had some good things to say. And obviously he was only a beneficiary of it from his team scoring runs, not that it helped him pitch any better. But, you know, it's something that it's going to be there for a while. And the longer, you know, there's no really way just to put it away and say, okay, let's let bygones be bygones and we'll move on to something else. I don't see that happening for a very, very long time.
Ned, during the kind of that dark period of the post-90s, sort of the steroid speculation and scandal, if you want to call it that, we saw, you know, home runs take a dramatic drop. Guys having 1 and 2 year blips going into contract seasons, putting up 50, 40 home runs, and then that all just kind of disappeared and really has not returned. Do you think we're going to see, because we've heard people say, hey, look, this is a bigger problem than just the Astros. Do you think we're going to see numbers drop? I mean, when we see numbers like this guy, Mariznick, whoever the hell he is, have his home and his road strikeout splits be 10% different, do you think we'll see a change this year and those strikeout numbers start to go up and a lot of guys maybe see their numbers go down?
Well, that's a great question, and that's certainly going to be on everybody's mind as they watch the season unfold day by day. It'll be remarkable to see. And if there is a drastic change back, because it'll just kind of accentuate what went on. And, you know, as I go back and I replay different things that I saw and different, you know, pitches that were made in different situations, like Clayton, I think we may have talked about this, you know, game 5 in Houston. Whenever I see somebody with the ability that Clayton Kershaw has and he got hit like he did, 4-0 lead, had a 7-4 lead, had that. And then this game goes extra innings and you got all the dramatics that went on. I think one of two things: he's either hurt, which he wasn't, or they've got the pitches. And far be it from me to think that somebody was actually doing what they were doing, but that perhaps, you know, they had realized the sequence, or they had seen him, you know, tip something, move his glove or move his hand or something like that. Cause people like that do not get hit like that in games like that. And it was remarkable then, and as now you start to hear more and you think about the careers that were affected, the history that's been affected, you know, it's difficult. And not just for the Dodgers either. It's difficult, in my opinion, for the game and for the teams that Houston played, not just perhaps in 17. The Yankees took them to 7 games. You know, it may have been a Dodger-Yankee World Series. Who knows? But I think as time goes on, you know, we'll ever know 100%. I don't think that ever really happens. But I do think that, you know, there may be some more information that gets dispensed, and it'll be interesting to your point, money, if things start to go down. I mean, there's already a ton of strikeouts in the game. So, and I don't know how much more it can go up before the game has got 15 to 20 strikeouts every night in it for each side. But it'll be interesting to watch the parallels and to see the pressures that are put on people that maybe don't have the safety net that they once had.
Ned Coletti, ladies and gentlemen, 25 people in Oakland are pissed about it. At least maybe a dozen more. The great Ned Colletti, our guest, and we love talking to him. We're always very pleased when he can come on. Before we let you go, you know, Matt's been talking about this a lot, too, but the retribution part of it, people getting hit, Altuve, you know, having to be in an ice bath every night. How prevalent do you think that will be? Like you said, spring training right around the corner, pitchers and catchers 9 days away.
Well, it'll be an interesting thing because it's been a little bit of it's been somewhat refreshing to see players stand up for the integrity of the game, whether it's social media or interviews. And it'll be interesting to see how that all translates once the games begin. And nobody ever wants to see anybody get hurt. But, you know, it's things on the baseball field used to be settled by throwing inside, moving somebody's feet, sliding hard into second base. A lot of different ways things were settled, and a lot of that has been taken out of the game last 10, 15 years. But we'll see if some of it re-enters.
The great Ned Colletti.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Just thinking about between the blades.
Yeah,
right between the blades. I know you would never advocate that, Ned. We'll do it here on this dumb show.
Maybe.
Thank you, Ned. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
There he goes.
So why are you 50% better
at home? I don't know, man. It's the batter's eye. Love it here at Minute Maid, or Tropicana, or whatever the hell this place is. Smile Train, Enron.
Smile Train Stadium.
I don't know what it is out there.
Dinosaur Train.
40% on the road, 30% at home.
How do you explain that?
You don't. If you're that dude, whatever his name is, Marizniak, my bad, man. That guy was a fringe player. Either out of the game, or I put on one of them buzzing band-aids, and I stay in the game and I make some money.
Man, I checked my phone.
Sorry.
A lot of these golf fans are livid.
Yeah, big, big easy. I take the loss.
We clown Vic.
I know. Corrections.
We shamed Vic out of the building. And it was you.
It was me.
It was Barzini all along.
Barzini. It was me.
Italia's a pimp.
It was me.
Could never figure that out.
It was me. Why am I Italia? It was me.
How about I'm not Italia? We'll be right back with OCC. Only Kate's care.
You see what they're doing.
Then stop it.
Big thanks to Ned Colletti for joining us. And remember, 9 days away, pitchers, catchers, Camelback Ranch, and AM570, the only place to get every single Dodger game from opening day to the playoffs. 9 days away, 8 p.m. tonight, not 7, because of Bruin insider David Bassay with off-season Bruin talk.
That's right, and who's Mr. Number One Bruin? It's Tim Cates, and now it's time for OCC, Only Cates Care.
And now for a segment that I've already lost interest in before this open is finished.
Only Cates Cares.
All right, I got three things I think are interesting. I don't know if you guys do or not. We'll start off with...
Oh, look, you got a sound bed.
The video making the rounds on social media.
We really are doing, like, the hip-hop bed for Only Cates Care.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Have you guys seen it? He's celebrating the Super Bowl win on Sunday. Grew up a hockey fan. Actually played until
sounds
junior
like
high.
It.
Always wanted to drink out of like the Stanley Cup in celebration, but can't do it because he won the Lombardi Award, the trophy. So he took the Lombardi trophy, had somebody tilt it at an angle, poured beer down the trophy and into his mouth. It's now called the Lombardi Luge. You like that?
Boo!
Hey, screw you!
O-C-C.
Hey, screw you! The right away.
Last week,
do
we
you
had,
like that? No, screw you!
Last week we had Jaime Jaquez Jr. on the show.
Yesterday, James Jacks.
He was named the Pac-12 Freshman Player of the Week.
Listen, if you're going to have this bed, you're going to have to wrap this. Last
Jaime
week,
Jaquez
we had Jaime Jaquez.
Show.
Well, Jaime,
he came on to talk, and he says...
Well, listen, guys. Jaime has been suspended by head coach Mick Cronin.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Por
qué? What the hell? He's the freaking player of the week.
Por qué? He was suspended by Mick Cronin. You know why?
Why?
Es un mujeriego?
He didn't know who Fernando Valenzuela was.
He missed a few shots off the glass, spinning it with one hand, and I told him he had to lose to Fernando Valenzuela screwball and shoot the ball with two hands. And he gave me this look. And I said, hold on. You know, he's a heck of a pitcher. Like, he considered playing, you know, trying to try out for our baseball team, to which I explained to him our baseball team was number one in the country. It might not be that easy. It's not Camarillo High School. He's Mexican-American.
Right.
And he's from L.A., and he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
Man, how do you not know who Fernando Valenzuela is? It's like me not knowing who Pete Rose is. So his dad apologized, said he was ready, he failed him in his childhood.
How does Jaime Jaquez Jr. not know?
Oh, back to the bed.
Back to the bed. Oh, my God.
Nice. Hey, nice. Good story,
OCC.
Though, Kate.
You like that?
That was good. Hey. Good soundbite.
Story right. Number two came back.
Oh, one man. Other story. We all love Twitter fights, right?
We do.
The Memphis Grizzlies are 25-25 on this season. The 8th seed in the West. Andre Iguodala has not played a game for him this year. So last night, did you hear about this? Dylan Brooks called him out. Said, quote, "I can't wait till we find a way to trade him.
Guy
so
from
we can
Oregon?
Play him yeah. and show him what really Memphis is all about." That comment got a response from Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry, who played with Iguodala for 6 years, won a couple of titles with him. He shared an image of Andre Iguodala with the Larry O'Brien trophy on his Instagram story with a shush emoji. Well, hours later, Ja Morant took a shot at Steph Curry.
Oh, rookie of the year, likely.
By posting a photo of Kevin Durant with whose two NBA MVP finals
wear it, match.
On Twitter, and said that Durant was responsible for Golden State's last two NBA titles. Now, Ja Morant has gotten some backlash from people on social media saying, man, delete that. Delete that stuff about Kevin Durant. His response, LOL. Delete it for what? If you scroll down my Twitter, you'll see me talking about Curry a lot. Probably some other players, too. I was a fan and still a fan, but I ain't scared of him.
Yeah!
You like that?
Young never scared.
What team, Kate? Your team Morant? Your team Curry? Your team AI or team DB?
I mean, you got an urban Twitter battle. Now I can see why we have this
hip-hop, right. Yeah.
Hip-hoppy background.
See, I'm threading it through.
Right? Yeah.
I'm team Ja Morant.
Yeah! Team Ja. Roll
Ja
with the
Morant.
New.
Roll the Curry.
Roll with the new.
Throwing a bunch of punches.
Do you want to address real quick our text last night back and forth?
Yes.
What?
I have queued it up.
No, I'll just do it for word of the day.
Okay.
I'll just do
Are
it
sure?
for word.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're getting
I kind of want to get it over with.
It's worth it. It's worth spending some time
on. No, it's fine.
On.
You think I'm an incredibly stupid person, and that's fair.
Basically.
I wear the same outfit here every day.
I think it was a reach.
I shower maybe once or twice every week during the weekdays.
I don't even know how you get to work.
No one knows even how I get to work. I'm a real slovenly piece of crap. You know, in fact, I want you to make an example of this sloppy, slovenly person that I am as an example of how not to be.
I don't think I called you a piece of crap.
I mean, basically
with that answer, you did.
I mean, I'm 42 years old.
I mean, come on, Tate.
You're a man. I know that.
And you know, it's not like I lead an unsuccessful life. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I don't prioritize work like some people like Felger, but, you know.
You do vacation in Aspen.
No, I don't. I've actually never been there.
Come on. Come on, Kate.
Oh,
let's
Sundance.
Not get crazy,
Excuse
man.
Me. Sundance.
It's Sundance. He goes with his celeb friends.
Bob and Paul.
Well.
Well, we put Paul's urn on the table and we play poker. That's what we do.
There you go.
And I go, hey, Bob, remember what that was like?
And Bob says?
When you were Butch Cassidy and I was the Sundance kid. And Bob says, who? What's my name?
So was I 2 for 3 or 1 for 3 in your guys' eyes there?
What was the second one?
I don't know. I really didn't hear anything. I was just rapping in my brain to that sweet hip-hop track.
You had the Twitter battle with Ja Morant. You have
the Travis Scott story. Stepping to Steph Curry, though he know that he can't.
Doing the Lombardi Luge, and then you have the Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Jaime Jaquez, the only good one.
Jaquez was good. Yeah. I like the Twitter battle.
It's fine. Just a little long. It's like, I don't need to hear about the Curry. Check my timeline. Just end it, man. End it with him freaking sending the Durant. It's over.
I ain't scared,
Are
though.
You telling Cates needs to
scared.
Edit himself?
Edit it, man. Come on. Come on, Cates. That was too much reading of the tweets.
What he said, I'm not scared.
Check my timeline. You can see a bunch of things for Curry. Come on, Cates. You're better than that.
LOL, y'all.
I-A-N-N. I ain't scared.
Yeah.
I-A-N-N. I ain't scared.
That's how Ja Morant tweets.
Cates, you're really keeping it.
Tweets from the streets.
You're really keeping it 100, Cates.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
100 emoji. For real.
That's 250.
Hey, you're really about it, Cates. You're really about it. We'll be right back with your word number song of the day.
Give him that
where
smoke.
It's revealed with how stupid Cates thinks I am. You don't want none of that smoke when you're as dumb as I am and you don't understand how anything works.